Report.
Dominica returns to normal after violent protests, but what are the long-term political implications? Concerns that the major issues are being sidetracked at the UN Small Island Developing States Conference. And another Trinidadian bats his way into the record books. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Peace and calm returned to Dominica today following 2 days of violent confrontation between police and demonstrators in the capital, Roseau. The unrest, sparked by government's decision to increase motor vehicle license fees, led to the imposition of a state of emergency. The Eugenia Charles administration is now faced with the task of restoring the island's reputation for tranquility, while the opposition Labour Party is left to assess whether political points were won or lost by its leadership role in the crisis.